You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
I think it makes sense with Soler back, and he's going to be near the top of the lineup, maybe driving in Albies, or when he's in that leadoff spot, maybe scoring some runs here. I think Soler in that 35 to 40 range is a pretty good look.
Here's one slammed into left field. How about that start to the World Series? Soler will take the trip. And he puts Atlanta up one zip with a first swing of the Fall Classic.
Braves night. Paul Aston, what are you thinking?
Surely this can't go wrong for all of us backing the Braves tonight.
There's no way it goes wrong.
1-1, out two they goes. Ground ball out to Ozzie. Boots it, picks it up, throws to first base. And deep in the heart of Texas, the Braves have taken game one. They are three wins away from a World Series championship.
Welcome on in, BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth on a Wednesday morning. Yes, game one of the World Series in the books. We'll break it down here. Look at the series prices now after a Braves victory. The underdog gets game one. Later on the show, Sam Paniatovich, sports betting analyst for Nesson, will join the show. Nick Kalikas later on from Circa Sports on some line movement. A lot of great things going on right now that we'll hit on later in the show. But we start with the World Series. The under hit last night. The Braves hit last night. And how about the Soler call? So Joe O was on the Soler call that he could do something, you know, score a run, and obviously the leadoff home run. Do you guys realize that's the first leadoff home run in the history of the World Series? I saw that last night. I was like, how is that possible? They've played 117 of these. Jorge Soler, the first guy to have the first at-bat for a home run in the World Series. There's a lot to unpack here. The Braves' victory is a big part of it. The injury to Charlie Morton, a big part of it. The under somehow holding on. I mean, when Gurriel hit that ball to left center field, I was like, oh, no, there it is. 6-3, boom, run. It's over. It's going over. And then it goes off the wall. He's thrown out at second base. We got by on the under by that much last night, Joe.
I thought I lost it with the foul ball. Was that in the ninth inning? I thought that was going to be a home run. And then just throughout the game, there were so many chances. Runners in scoring position, two outs. Houston came up with a big goose egg, 0-for-4 in that game. And that's a big reason they ended up losing there. I wish I could have cashed in on something with Soler. I had the call, and I was thrilled to see that he was in the leadoff spot yesterday. So, well, I will say I did jump on him for MVP at 35-1. With that homer yesterday, and then he did drive in a run on the fielder's choice in his second at-bat, I'm thinking they're going to find a way to force him into the lineup for the games in Atlanta, which makes me feel great about my ticket. So we'll see. But Duvall was a great call. We had Zerillo talking about it. Jay Kassan talked about it. And I believe Jake hit like all his props, home run, total bases. I'm not sure if he had an RBI. Do you have an RBI one too?
Yup.
Oh, I mean, that's nice. I've got
just
someone.
Follow Jake's baseball bets.
I'm thinking the same thing
gained,
for a different player tonight.
Followers yesterday, and they don't realize what they're in for.
I did jump on the Duval, so thank you. Thank you very much for that, Jake.
So much Paddington. The Duval total bases, I was shocked that over 1.5 was plus 150, so that was a nice hit. Did feel a little bit lucky, though, Joe G, as you mentioned, with the total. Valdez, you know what? I heard a lot of people talking about Valdez maybe being Cole Hamels, maybe being the pitcher that goes three times. Exactly. That was my reaction too. Maybe being the pitcher that goes three times and gets the MVP. That ticket was cashed in the first inning of game one. It's done.
Over. It's over. And I took the over 4.5 on his hits allowed. I thought that was too low. The Braves have too many good hitters. Even if he pitched well and pitched deep in the game, he'd give up some hits. So that one cashed. Last night was a pretty good night for the show. And that was a pretty good start for the Braves in the World Series. Aaron, the underdogs, it feels like we've been talking about the Braves for 3 weeks now. Like, are they really going to do this? And now they're 3 wins for World Series.
I know. It feels like Braves magic. I decided to take the Braves money line, excuse me, and the under, that parlay that I was debating. Oh, and yeah, I felt so good. I mean, I was sweating it a little bit, but I felt so good. It's just fun when we're all on the same team. To win. Well, it's fun when we're not too. I like that as well. Yeah. But right now for the World Series, it's just an exciting time. We all want the Braves to win. And sure enough, they got game one. How about Charlie Morton though?
Yeah. I mean, two things stand out from that. One, it's just, that's a bummer for the Braves, right? He's their best pitcher. He's their game one starter. They have to now figure out another game with the bullpen game, which I don't think is that crazy now, because this is what teams do anyway. I mean, starting pitchers,
but they were probably already going to have one.
They're going to have one in game four, I think, right? So now they're going to have to have one in game four and five. So it's more difficult. But how about Charlie Morton continuing to pitch, getting outs on a broken leg? Like, that's crazy.
Pure adrenaline, I guess. That's amazing.
When he went
down, must feel like death today.
Oof. When he went down and grabbed his leg, that was a 95-mile-an-hour pitch. Like, he struck a professional batter out in the World Series with a busted leg. Like, what? It was amazing to hear that. That's why I was shocked when I saw everybody retweeting the Braves that he's out for the rest of the World Series. I'm like, wait, what? But wow, yeah, that's brutal for them. And you know, I'm glad that we pushed back on this narrative that was going on over the last couple of days that the Braves can't hit left-handed pitching. I mean, you can't just blindly look at stats from a 162-game regular season and say this is what the team is. The team changed in the last 2 months of the year, and you need to remember that. Like, why do stats in April, May, June, July have anything to do with the World Series and the team? I mean, it's all been about this run. The acquisitions. Now, there have been guys like going tonight, like Max Fried, that have really turned it around in the second half, and we'll jump into that. But it's all been about the acquisitions. Soler with the homer, Duval with the homer, Rosario's run, Jock Peterson's been terrific. And those guys were not there early in the season, so those stats shouldn't matter.
Right, and look, if some teams stay kind of static throughout a year, then those stats matter, right? Then it's a large sample of those guys or those teams don't hit whatever. That's not this team. It's a different team. There was a large period of the year, or a decent period of the year, where they had no Marcelo Zuna, who they lost him for the season with the domestic violence issue he had. Right, so he's gone. He's a guy that kills left-handed pitching. He's great at it. And then they lost Acuna, right? Another guy that mashes lefties. But they changed their team. Like, I bet there was a period there in July where they probably didn't touch a lefty for a month because they were missing their best
guys.
I remember
betting against them when they're facing lefties.
But now their team has changed. You said it. I mean, Duval has killed lefties his whole career.
And if you look at the small sample of just the playoffs, they were on base 404. Hmm. The OPS was 923 coming into last night. And now it's probably even better. So next time they face a lefty in the series, forget all that crap.
Yeah, and you know what they could do? They could mix and match. Snicker has so many options now with his different players. Like, whoever the pitcher is, they don't really – they're not at a platoon disadvantage. So 1-0 Braves. We'll get to the series price here as it stands in a second. But let's hear Travis d'Arnaud talking about Charlie Morton as the Braves lose their number one starter last night.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
We've overcome every adversity that's come our way. I mean, I don't know how good that English was. I'm sorry, but yeah, it's tough losing Charlie. I mean, the person he is in the clubhouse, the mentor he is in the clubhouse, especially at this time of the year, is very valuable. And for us to lose him in game one it's a dagger. You know, he's still going to be there with us, cheering us on and still, trying to teach us everything that he's learned along his path and his career. So it's just a little speed bump, but I believe that all of us are going to just stay together, stay tight, and just keep loving each other.
Well, he's right. They have overcome a million things. It kind of reminds this team starting to remind me of the Nationals a few years ago. They just got on that run and they just were unstoppable at one point. Those Giants teams that won, like, teams lose players. They replace players. They change. They evolve. And like every once in a while, you kind of feel it. And I feel like we kind of jumped on this about 2 weeks ago. Like maybe the Braves are just going to keep winning here, right? I don't think the Charlie Morton thing is going to ruin this for them, Aaron. I mean, he's really good. He's a significant piece of their team. But I don't think they're just going to crumble now because they lost Charlie Morton.
Yeah, it feels like this is a special year for them. Excuse me. And that, you know, they will overcome this, as he was saying, that they found a way to overcome adversity. And hopefully mentally this doesn't get them down and they rally around the situation and win the World Series.
So yesterday around this time, Houston, the -150 favorite to win the World Series. 24 hours later, Atlanta's -155.
It's flipped.
Yeah. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah. I mean, they have one out of four, right?
The goal was split down there.
Yeah. And they did that already, yeah. Right? So they took it. And I think the drastic odds shifts after one game, they're reasonable, right? They're one less win away from winning the World Series. They got one in the bank. They took care of – and they beat Framber Valdez, who, you know, we had Sean Zarrillo on yesterday, who talked about how good he's been and how much he trusts him. Like, the Astros have pitching problems, and they lost with their best guy in the mound right now. So it's a big deal for them. Now the Astros get to go against Max Fried tonight. They've been pretty good against lefties for a long time, right? That's not a small sample. They've been pretty good for a long time. Tonight's a must win for the Astros. Like, I don't think we're being out of control here saying if they're going to win this series, they need to win game two.
Yeah, you're right. I can't wait for this matchup. And they're calling it a coin flip. I thought that the Astros would be a significant favorite, and they're not. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if it's because of the recency bias of last night or the second half of Max Fried, but he was hit hard in his last game out. And maybe it's the Urquidy part because neither guy pitched well in their last playoff appearance. So I'm excited to see the total the same. I'll tell you that much. I think there's a few very compelling betting angles for tonight's matchup. You're right. It's a must-win game. And I think a lot of things point to the Astros. The only thing holding me back is the Urquidy side. If we just look at it in a vacuum, Fried versus Urquidy, is that a coin flip? Is that why this is a coin flip? I don't know.
It can't
I think you'd rather have, even though Houston's great against lefties, I think you'd rather have Fried the way he's been going.
Yeah, I mean, Max Fried, basically the whole, I would say the last 8-10 weeks of the season was unbelievable. Like one of the probably 10 or 15 best starters in baseball. He was so good down the stretch. So, right. Yeah, I'd rather have the Braves side starting tonight. I do feel like we're going to get more runs tonight. We got the under last night.
We were lucky.
Barely. Yeah, that's exactly what we were. We were lucky last night. We got the under. I will not be taking the under tonight. I might even stay away.
Nope.
Or take the over. Yeah, I'm just – no. I'd be very surprised if it's a low-scoring game tonight.
I thought it was going to be 9. They put it at 8.5. Thank you very much. I'll jump on the 8.5 before we get to 9. It might get to 9 later today. It makes a lot of sense. Like, I can't make a case for the under to hit. I mean, unless you think Max Fried's going to throw a gem. But, I mean, that's why I asked the question about Fried versus Urquidy. Of course, I would take Fried, but Fried's going against the team that smashes lefties more than any other team in Major League Baseball. That's the only reason that I bring that up. And then also on the Atlanta side, because they had to go to the bullpen so early, 6 2/3, have to go to the bullpen. Now we've got 2 bullpen games coming up in the next week. Like, how much are they just going to let Fried stay out there? They need him to log some innings tonight.
They do. You know what? And I'm starting to wonder here with both teams that are just down starters. Like, by the time we get to game 5, 6, and 7, are these bullpens going to be gassed? I mean, are they going to just be out? Like, because there's no nights off. I know they get the days off with the travel, but like, the guys that pitched last night for the Braves, they're going to have to pitch tonight. Like, there's just no question. They're going to have to pitch tonight. So we get the Braves up 1-0, and Joe mentioned the series price now sits at -155 Atlanta, +135 the Astros to come back and win the series. Some updates on the MVP. Adam Duvall is now tied for your favorite. He and Michael Brantley, +750, Rosario +850, Soler +950, Tucker +950.
They're not here.
That's kind of odd. I like Brantley, but the fact that he's up there with Duvall. And then there's not much change with some other guys. Freeman, Riley, they kind of stay in the same range. Fried, 15-1. But Duvall is basically your favorite right now after the big night, which makes sense. He got off to the great start, hit the home run last night. And away they go.
I mean, Soler to be right there in the top 5 it's pretty amazing after one game. You make that. Let me double check to see what I got here. Because of that homer, he goes from, let's see, I got 35-1. I got 35-1 right before the game started, and now he's down to inside of +1,000. Like, that's pretty big. I mean, if he's going to be in there every game, I like my chances with that. I get it. That Duvall's a co-favorite. That makes a lot of sense because he was one of the two big names last night. Both those players go yard. Yeah, the Brantley thing, I guess that's just a carryover because he's had a good playoffs.
Right.
I don't really know why else, but tonight's going to be fun.
I think the decision's pretty easy for Snicker tonight with the DH. You know, if there was no DH, he'd have to make a decision. A righty on the mound. This is probably where you'd sit Soler. You put Peterson out there. You put Rosario out there, but just put him at DH, right? You don't worry about it. You go with the Rosario, Peterson, Duvall outfield, and then you put Soler at DH. Even though it's against a righty, how do you take him out of the lineup? I mean,
I'm not.
Of course you're not. You've got an MVP ticket. You're not sitting down. Everything.
Yeah, yes. No. I don't think so. But how much are you going to change things? Because last night, going against a lefty, you had Jock at the bottom of the lineup in that 8 spot. Are you going to flip things around?
Probably. I would think, and I would hope Snicker puts Jock near the top. All right, we got a lot to get into today. A couple guests, a lot of NFL. Mike Tomlin's screaming. We'll talk about that later. But on the other side, NFL power rankings. Who are our top 5 teams of pro football right now? Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth. It's BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.